Okay, that's the voice and the words of the ANC's Secretary General, Fikile Mbalula. It's a bit confusing if you ask me about, I mean, to go to the end is like, well, the judge has already said, go and appeal. I don't need to waste too much time about this, suggesting like, go and get it somewhere else. I mean, I think that's simplistic because the reality is that's the legal situation that gives you the chance to appeal, if anything. But the issue that was also mentioned was it's not the logo, it's a trademark. Will you tell me what the differences are between the two? And as someone who hosted a marketing show, I'm trying to understand where the overlap doesn't exist and what that really means for the ANC in this case, as certainly for the MK party. So that's the voice of the words of the ANC official position. You have an opinion on that one? Let me know. You can message, text, WhatsApp us right away and share your thoughts, okay? You know that. 0614 104 107. Now, this will help you with an answer, if you want to get the thoughts. So the MK position, the MK party spokesperson is in Tlamulo Ndlela, right? Thank you for your time and thanks for joining us here on the National Pulse.
Thank you, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Thank you. Right. So, A judgment was passed. B, the ANC Secretary General pronounced on that, as you've heard in the soundbite we've just played. Firstly, what do you make of what he said?
Malula is a lazy thinker. He's an ambulance chaser. He's clutching at straws. He's trying to articulate laws he doesn't understand. What do you expect? Such is the nature with the incompetence that is rife within the ANC leadership. And the mere fact that, they took on his little project and they actually agreed and supported him speaks volumes of them as leadership in the first place. So these people are not ready to govern. It's clear that they should be stepping aside, which is their use of words.
Oh, no, but wait, I want to just hold it. I don't want to talk about who's stepping aside beyond it. I'm looking at pronouncements around the issue. Now, you made the point that he's a lazy thinker. So in the context of the application to have the MK logo and imaging dismissed, why do you say that the SG of the ANC is a lazy thinker? What has he said that gets you to think that?
Yeah, but I mean, I've said it previously, if you recall. I said he's been sitting on duty. And then he gets an epiphany to all of a sudden want to launch all sorts of cases against us, which are very short-sighted in their nature. So, we've always said that these frivolous cases will not yield any positive outcome for them. And exactly as I've said, has been the outcome.
Okay, what is your interpretation of today's court ruling?
Well, here's the reality. We're a political party, Ashraf, the logo, they talk about trademark infringement. The trademark, we're not trading, we're not using this logo to trade. And as you've seen in terms of our presentation in court a couple of weeks ago, give a month or so. For him to even mention trademark, but I don't understand what trademark means. If you were to ask him what infringement means, I'm sure he'd fall flat in his face trying to explain that. So, and then him now just listening to his little speech and trying to articulate something he doesn't understand. I mean, really. So
okay, but what I'm asking you is, what do you understand by the ruling? What does that ruling allow the MK party, or what does it not allow the MK party now in the build up to a big event, which is a month away?
No, it allows us to continue, positively and with confidence. We are on the right path. As far as we're concerned, we were never perturbed about this case in the first place. As I mentioned to you, the real landmark cases were the first two, which spoke to us participating in the elections. The second one being President Zuma being on the candidate list and effectively on the ballot and facing on the ballot. So our reading is exactly that, and I've said it continuously, that we're going to win this and we're comfortable, we're going to get into this election. This logo is going to stay. This is a logo, we believe, of our ancestors. It's the spear of the nation, and that's in controversy. And we continue, on our journey of getting a two-third majority and changing this country.
How significant symbolically and maybe in practical terms, is it that the MK party can be allowed to use a logo that the ANC felt was their logo, their trademark, although I've heard Fikile Mbalula suggesting, you know, it's not an image, it's trademark. I mean, I really see it as one and the same anyway, but fine, right? How significant is it that your party now will be allowed to use it? What I'm saying to you is that if they were not allowed to use that, I'm just maybe looking at an Orlando Pirates example. If the famous skull and crossbones of the Orlando Pirates team was not allowed, how damaging would that be to the Orlando Pirates' morale? So if I then extend that to your situation, is this a huge victory, or is it just a nice victory to have, but it wouldn't have changed your election plan and election outcome?
This is a spiritual process. We knew that this was going to be the outcome. Let me start there. Is going to change the will of the people? No. People resonate with Mkhonto Sizwe, hence you've been saying the resounding response we had. So the logo is important, naturally. Their logo is above the head where it's a spear that's thrown. Ours is close combat, which is below. And that's exactly how we're engaging with this, close combat. And we've been very tactical about, you know, our approach, our strategy in terms of even these cases and how we're actually going to ensure that Mkhonto Sizwe is well positioned in the eye of the voter, in the conscience of the voter. So yes, the logo is very important, naturally so, because it represents what we wanting to achieve on the messaging that we're trying to put across to our people.
And does your potential, and I say potential because they haven't yet voted for you until they do vote, right? Do your supporters, have they warmed to that logo, and do they see the symbolism around it that you've just suggested?
Look, I mean, it has become an important element of our campaign. There's no doubt about that. That's how we are recognized. The mere fact that our posters and our banners can be ripped off in a DA-led municipality in Oudtshoorn is a clear confirmation that, you know, this logo and this face in President Zuma is a clear threat. So we see it internally as important, and as much as our adversaries also see it as equally important because it's a threat. So it's important because it resonates with our history, it resonates with what we want to achieve, it reminds the people of where we're coming from and the fact that there's a lot more that we need to change, and how we need to engage is by association with what we stand for, which is change.
Okay, the ANC has already indicated that they've been allowed leave to appeal and they will take it up. How much of an issue is that for you? And again, where, you know, I would think every day, every hour matters for all parties, including the ANC, in the countdown to May 29.
We'll be in government.
You'll be in government.
By the time that happens, President Zuma will be president of this country. We're not worried about frivolous things. We focus on changing people's lives. We're focused. Mbalula should be talking about changing people's lives. He should be talking about free education. He should be talking about giving people homes. He should be
okay,
talking
but
anyway, about.
We're not. I'm not really worried about his campaign. I'm talking about the sidetracking issue of the fact that you may have to again take this issue and defend an appeal. That's what I'm referring to. Whether he does a good job or not is another whole conversation completely.
Yeah, but I mean, look, let him go and appeal. If the courts allow him to appeal, let him go and appeal. That's not our focus, Ashraf. I mean, our focus here we're campaigning to ensure that we get a two-thirds majority. We're not worried about frivolous sideshows.
Okay.
Got that. They can go and appeal. We're not worried. We're focusing on what we need to focus on, which is changing the country by getting a two-thirds majority. Come to an end.
So the last two parts are important, not just winning an election with 50 plus one, but a two-thirds majority is what the MK party are focusing on. And will they get there? We'll find out. Appreciate your time. The MK party spokesperson, Ntlamulo Ndlela, thank you for your time. As always, much appreciated. But there you are. Certainly got you thinking as an audience. So, talk to me about it. Like, what do you feel about this issue? What's your pulse rate like? What's the national pulse rate like on this issue between a person who, is he still part of the ANC? He hasn't been suspended, right? You know that. We're talking about former President Jacob Zuma. What do you feel about this issue between the ANC that was once headed by Jacob Zuma and a party that now uses his image, that will use his image on the ballot sheet as well, who effectively now heads up that party? And as per the party spokesperson, very clear that he would be, Jacob Zuma, that is, would be the president of the country once again on an MK party ticket.